Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Dollface is a Hulu original series. And it features the talents of Kat Dennings, Brenda Song, Shay Mitchell, and Esther Povitsky. And honestly, they've been killing the game for a minute. It's actually a very brilliant show, and a part of the reason why it's a part of this this LGBTQIA plus series that I've been doing, it's actually due to the nature of Shay Mitchell's character in like getting into a same-sex relationship. I would say it's fairly interesting. Stella's relationship is fairly interesting because she not only lives her life with on her own means and on her own terms, but she finds another woman who has another child by another gay man. Who, it sounds terrible, but they only try to have sex to see what it would feel like, and come to find out the girl that Shay Mitchell was dating, aka Stella, dated, ended up getting pregnant. This all happened before they met and hooked up, of course. But all the same, it's that small story, as you can clearly see, I do a lot of examining. I do a whole lot of work into it. Coming up soon is me finishing the third season of Pose, which is now available on Hulu, and giving that the final review on that, you know, to kind of put the nail in the coffin there. But anyway, back to Dollface. I want to say that this is honestly a very interesting way to unfold the uncomfortable conversation around a tricky situation like this one. It's one thing to be in a same-sex relationship with someone. It's another to be in a same-sex relationship with someone who has a child. And not only is it within the same sex, not only is it a same-sex relationship, but it's also dealing with someone who has clear-cut abandonment issues. More after the commercial break. Let me just interrupt a couple of this thing right quick for a commercial break. I promise, guys, I promise it is so worth it. And you guys will be a great help to me if you listen to it, because they definitely pay me every time you listen. Thank you so much for being here once again. And on to the commercial break. Hey, do you like leaders? Do you like lemonade? Where there's a guy on Instagram at RealLeaderAid that has a lot of wonderful products with lemonade mixtures and awesome, awesome, awesome wholesale garments and gear and swag and drip. Check out the lcopy10.com/bigcartel or go straight to the Instagram page at Real Leader Aid. That's RealLeaderAide. I have to make sure I spelled that right. It's RealLeaderAide.
Leader Aid. Go ahead and check it out. Nice products. And I'm going to be real with you. If that didn't work out, just go straight to their Instagram page. Check it out.
Hey, do you remember that girl who used to, or I think she still does, give you the news and improves your view on new upcoming events? Her show or her little segment used to be called It's Just With a Mess and Her News Is Real. Well, guess what? Jess Hilarious, the young lady, actually has a podcast called Carefully Reckless. Please be sure to check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because she keeps it, what, real. Now that you've heard that little commercial break, let's get on back to the show.
So, back from commercials, dull face, let's talk about it. First things first, it is the story of Jules Wiley, who has spent pretty much most of her life being under her boyfriend at the time, Jeremy. Spends most of her life being underneath her boyfriend since high school, or I believe since college. Either way, long time they've been together. So long that Jules pretty much abandoned the girlfriends she made from her early days of high school. Actually, it definitely would be high school. I've just finished the series. Anywho, I gotta say, it actually, as a show overall, this plot is fairly interesting in that we're watching a young woman reclaim her womanhood and rekindle her friendship with her best friends, who all knew that she was on some crazy shit. She was on some crazy ass shit just being a part of her own personal relationship. But yeah, there's some boundary there. There was some much needed reconciliation. And it just wasn't had because, well, Jules wasn't really paying much attention to the fact that she had friends. I see that it might be a terrible way to put it, but simply put, there's one thing to have a whole relationship. It's another to just fully abandon your friends altogether because you're in one. And so far, Jules goes through these fairly real emotions and issues of being a woman in our modern day, and learning to contemplate and combat herself and growing up and learning to become her true authentic self. It sounds like a sort of spiritual awakening. It really is not. It's just someone who's learning to take accountability for themselves. Just genuinely a person who's doing the best they can with what they have. And it's sort of a topic that, not even sort of, it is a topic that isn't discussed much on live television, much less on an original series like Dollface. It's a awesome, funny series, honestly. I was enthralled the entire time. The entire time. And I was captivated by the work of Kat Dennings and Shay Mitchell. And honestly, Esther Pravinsky comes in and out. Also, Beth Grant is phenomenal. She comes in and out. Beth Grant comes in and out as a cat lady, but not necessarily as a cat lady who throws cats at you because she's lonely, but no, she's a cat lady as in she's a woman with a cat for a head that talks. yeah, that it kind of frequents a lot. And the only time that the cat, quote unquote, cat lady ever shows up is when Julius is basically learning a lesson. Which brings me over to Brenda Song's performance. I gotta say this. I personally grew up on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. So to see Brenda Song go from London Tipton to Madison Maxwell is nothing less than a brilliant, I want to say, live action transition, because I also know that I follow Brenda Song's career from Zack and Cody to Robot Chicken to now. I mean, I want to say there's been a few things in between. Definitely been a few things in between. Like her, not just Brenda Song sticking to Disney for so long, but also Brenda Song being on Funny or Die. And Brenda Song, like I said, just being a part of that ilk of that Seth Green ilk with Robot Chicken and lending her voice alongside her longtime boyfriend, Macaulay Culkin. So it's actually interesting and beautiful to see her divulge herself and divert herself away from London Tipton and into a fully matured role as a PR agent. And it's not just ridiculous. It's not just childish or ridiculous to watch. All in all, it brings me to the costuming. Her wardrobe is fantastic. I mean, even when she's losing her mind, going crazy, it's very real. The part of the entire aesthetic of the costuming here with this show is that the colors overall just pop. It's a fairly bright show. It's a comedy show, right? But in this instance, there's just a really special way that the costumer rebuilds this nice composite look in every other scene that goes on, especially when it comes to Jules coming into contact with the trials and tribulations of being a woman, with the obstacles she has to face as a woman. For instance, being Jules going to a brunch with her two best friends who are starting to feud, and she's caught in between the two of them. Or Jules learning to navigate the tough desert of loneliness, in contrast to where she stood in her room packing up her old things and leaving what life she knew with her at her parents' house behind. And what's interesting is that with every hard trial and difficulty each character faces, we also get a deeper glimpse of what kind of people they are. And they really get themselves defined, I want to say, just past the third episode. It's honestly pretty interesting. As far as the musical score is concerned, we are definitely brought here full throttle into the modern day. It's one of the main aspects I really enjoy about the show, and I think you guys will too, is how incredibly up to date it is. Maybe it's because I personally have been spending a lot of time watching a lot of old things from like 2007 and 2004, but it's fun to not only watch the likes of Shay Mitchell and Brenda Song and Kat Dennings and Esther Pavinsky, like to like really have them all rooted in 2021 and 2022 and 2020, these last 3 years basically, as opposed to watching them having to watching, as opposed to watching another show that's either wildly dystopian or very, very period, like Deadwood versus Westworld. I also say it's pretty fun, and I want to say it's an interesting choice to have Lily Singh be Shay Mitchell's love interest in the LGBTQ relationship, in the bisexual relationship that Stella has. What does that have to do with the music? They literally had, I don't know who the artist is, but there was a whole music festival. There was a whole music element in the last episode that Dollface ever had. Inside Stella's girlfriend's bar, who happens to be Lily Singh. I know I've probably like misguided you and led you off astray here. I'm a little confused myself, having said all of that, but follow me or just take this in as I say it. This show is very much set in our times in 2022, and it's finding fictional and unconventional means of getting us to understand what accountability looks like for women. Honestly, that's just where that's really the best way I can put it. And it's not a bore. It's just a trip to watch it all unfold, honestly. And finally, the cinematography. It's badass. Not gonna lie, it's fairly badass. And of course, fusing all three categories of cinematography, costuming, and music, the conventions of parodies that the TV show Dollface goes through are nothing short of phenomenal to watch. It's really captivating, and it doesn't bore or drag on or make a point of showing us that each and every other instance that we are actually going through a parody, we actually breeze right through it and we understand it pretty easily, which is something I gotta say I enjoy, because again, guy that likes to watch dated material, I mean, I did Stepford Wives last week. I personally, as a writer, am starting to notice that it's a matter of choice when you want to have your audience understand who you're parodying, what does it come from, what reference is it akin to, or making what kind of references are being made, and how easy is it for an audience member to track that this is actually from The Wizard of Oz, this is actually from Dune, this is actually from 2012. Things of that nature. Those are just examples. At least the last two were examples. The first one, definitely a convention that Dollface goes into. Like, it goes into that. By that, I mean, we go to the Wizard of Oz. We have Dorothy, and then we have the Wicked Witch of the West, and what have you. And we also go through the quote-unquote problematic conventions of fantasy storytelling, i.e. the once-upon-a-time genre. Overall, Dollface is definitely worth it. It's a Hulu original with Kat Dennings, Brenda Song, Shay Mitchell, Esther Pavinsky, and Beth Grant, who, knocks it out of the park. Love Beth Grant ever since her days from Malcolm in the Middle. Watch it on Hulu now.
Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.